Well, welcome to the Civic Centre on Farrance Way in Castletown. This is where the count will start just after 8 o'clock. It's been one of two polling stations in the ancient capital of Man. The other is at Morton Hall, and the box from there will be brought here. How big a part has the weather played in the turnout? Well, that's the question. The skies have been as grey as the limestone on Castle Rushen for much of the day with heavy rain. It's been a very cold day as well as a wet one. Well, the rain cleared away earlier this afternoon. The sun's been out, few showers, so will we get a late rush to vote? Castletown is one of the four town authorities on the island. The decision to reduce the number of commissioners from 9 to 7 is the only reason we have a poll today, with 9 candidates standing for the 7 seats. Looking at the stats, number of residents, 3,093, number of voters, 2,223. No contests were held in 2004 or 2008. 2012, we had a turnout of 40.73%. Candidates standing then, James Daniel Barrow, James Richard Cubbon, Dorothy Elizabeth Farragher, Colin Leather, Jeremy Martin, Vivian Ludford-Brooks, Richard Stephen McAleer, David John Parnell, Carol Barbara Quine and James Douglas Quine. And with four not standing from the current board, Alwyn Collister, Kevin Weir, Andrew Thomas and Peter Hill Heaton, it does mean at the very least we'll have two new commissioners in Castletown when the result is declared. Well, the returning officer is former chairman Alwyn Collister, who's standing down after 40 years as a commissioner. He's determined to avoid a repeat of the 2 in the morning declaration of 4 years ago, and I fully endorse that vow. A quicker system for counting the ballot papers has been promised as a real determination to be ahead of many of the other areas going through the counting process this evening. So 7 candidates will be given a mandate from the people of Castletown later. 2 candidates will leave the Civic Centre to lick their wounds. Tim Glover returning you back to Mark Tiley on this abbreviated Greatest Hits programme.